Mackenzie and Max 7 Takedown, written by Jacqueline Harvey and read by Jacqueline Harvey. Fieldwork. Kensington and Maxim recently accompanied their parents, Song, and myself to Zermatt, Switzerland, on a mission to uncover vital information about Fox and Heike Van Leer, the owners of Van Leer Holdings. The twins befriended the Van Leer's son, Soren, and helped expose not only the illicit activities of the boys' parents, but also those of the Meyer siblings, identical twins Damon and Daniel, and their sister Helena, and Axel Gruber, Fox and Heike's personal trainer, who were double-crossing the pair to do their own separate arms deals. Kensington and Maxim proved themselves invaluable during the final sting, capturing Fox and Heike at the headquarters of Cornucopia, the vast data storage empire that provided a legitimate cover for the couple's misdoings. The twins also stopped Soren from running away after the lad accidentally discovered he was adopted. Given his relationship with his parents was already fraught, Soren had gone to the Cornucopia bunker where he planned to take enough money from the safe to simply disappear. Ultimately, the gang was handed over to the Swiss Federal Intelligence Service, FIS, who, as planned, took full credit for the capture of the Van Leers and their associates. Soren learned that his birth mother was in fact his nanny and the family's housekeeper, Sylvie, who had taken a job with the Van Leers following his adoption. Sylvie and Soren have been officially reunited and will continue to live in Zermatt in the Van Leers chalet, which has now been transferred into Soren's name, along with a sizable trust fund to ensure the boy and his mother are taken care of. Kensington and Maxim's role in this mission was due to Maxim having won the Pharos Spy Games the previous year. However, the twins would always have been Cordelia's first choice due to their outstanding skiing and snowboarding abilities. Cordelia's reticence to involve trainee agents in sanctioned missions appears to be easing. I suspect there will be more opportunities in the future, not only for Kensington and Maxim, but for their peers too. Skills, strengths, and vulnerabilities. Although the twins had not been on the snow for over a year, their expert skiing and snowboarding abilities served them well during the mission. They both displayed courage and initiative, physically and mentally. Their connection is strong despite frequent teasing and banter on both sides. Kensington's decision to share Romilly Vandenboom's mind-reading device with her brother, while asking him not to reveal the information before the device had been tested, was a sound one. It was also thoughtful of Kenzie to make sure that Romilly was the first to hear of her invention's success after the mission, a move that showed great integrity. The fine line between withholding and sharing information has always been one of the most difficult to navigate as an agent, especially when that information is likely to impact the safety of others or success of a mission. It would appear that both Kensington and Maxim are increasingly making good choices, though Maxim did act impetuously during a chance meeting with James Strawbridge, the head of Scotland Yard, revealing more details than he probably should have. While Maxim's involving himself in a police matter did reveal information that helped crack the Meyer twins' underhanded dealings in relation to the Van Leer mission, this outcome was a stroke of luck and will not always be the case.